Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep to Shear podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today we're going to really discuss why men are fed up with the fantasies that we're told every day of the week. Let me tell you something, there are a lot of men today that are waking up from the illusions that are pushed on us by society, pushed on us by the media, by entertainment, by politicians. All of these people are pushing very similar messages, and all of them, for the most part, do not benefit men whatsoever. I don't care if you're a religious man, I don't care if you're a guy who's just going his own way and doesn't care, I don't care if you're kind of halfway. We as men have very similar existences. We understand that, to a large extent, we live a somewhat similar existence. We have similar desires, we have similar inclinations. We have similar things that we overall shoot for in our lives. We have this desire to conquer the world. We have this desire to fornicate with women. We have this desire to further the next generation, further our lineage. We have these desires to build our own castle, to establish our own domain. We have this desire to create, to destroy, to do all these things. But so many men are fed up with the fact that they can't win, no matter where they turn, whether it's to the church, whether it's to their community, whether it's even to the people in their life who claim to care about them. They open up the internet, where do they go? Oh, they go to Instagram. What does it say? Oh, men are bad. Oh, men have it easy in life. Feminism is good because it advantages women and blah. We're fed, oh, the LGBTQ thing is great. And if you're against it, you're a bad person. You can't stop. No matter which way you turn, you can turn left, you can turn to the right, you can turn up, down, it's everywhere that you see. Everything that you read, everything that you hear, everything that you see, you're surrounded by this non-stop propaganda push of sewage that just makes you want to almost think, wait a minute, if I think any different, maybe I'm crazy. You know, maybe I have something wrong with me. Maybe because I'm questioning myself, it must be that everybody else isn't questioning anything at all, and I must be the one who's crazy, right? No, my friends, it's not. In fact, that's all part of the goal. And sometimes, if they try to even get me to think I'm crazy, you know what? I'll be honest. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it works, and they think that I start thinking that maybe I might be wrong. Maybe I might be pushing. My philosophy and my idea of making sure that you have information so that you can develop your own personal philosophy is wrong. I talked about this a couple episodes ago. I don't expect you to watch everything or listen to everything that I say. I produce a lot of content. I get that. But the one thing that I keep pushing forward is this idea that a lot of people, especially people who identify with my message and maybe you're similar, but you have your own philosophy. That's all cool. But when you're being attacked from both sides of the spectrum, you got the commies on one side, and you got the tradcons on the other, and they're all converging on the center, you have to say, well, who's in the center? The center is the average man. You have the zealots on one side, and the communist socialists on the other side. And you have to ask yourself, wait a minute. If both sides think I'm crazy, what does that make you? Well, that probably makes you somebody who sees the truth and who's just waiting. Who sees the truth but waits. Who sees the realities of the world, but instead of just going down a self-destructive path, you just decide to tend your own garden. Because so many of us, we want to do something about whether it's our lives, the lives of the people we care about, the lives of people in society, because we want it to go in a better direction. We're fed up with the lies. We're fed up with the misdirection. We're fed up with being told that we have to believe this. We have to accept that. We have to learn about this. We have to do this, this, that, and the other thing. And we're sick of it. So many men are just sick of being conditioned to care about things they don't care about. Having to play the goofy-ass games of the women throw their way. They're sick and tired of all of it. But if they throw in the towel, they're the bad guy. If they say, hey, you know what? I want to do my thing. I just want to work. I just want to be a good guy who's kind of nice to people, and I want to move on. But you're still expected to give to society that doesn't care about you. You're still expected to get married to a woman who's just going to use you. I know that you don't like it when I say that. I know that's hard to accept, but it's true. Women use men. Some women might say, men use women too. Most men can't. Not that they don't want to necessarily, they can't. See, here's the problem. Women think that, you ever watch a YouTube video or a TikTok video or Instagram reel or whatever, and you hear a woman talking about how men are trash, men are no good and whatnot? She's not talking about the average guy. She's talking about Chad. She's talking about Tyrone, Pookie, Ray Ray. She's not talking about you, because you don't exist to her. If you're the average guy, you have an average job, you do kind of just, you just do your own thing, and you're not super attractive, you don't make a lot of money, you don't have a really nice car, you don't, you're not, you know, whatever, you're not hella rich, whatever, then you don't even exist. You're a cog in a wheel to these people. And on top of it all, you want to know where all this comes from? This, the entertainment, the education, the social media, all that. You want to know where all this comes from? The government. Oh yeah, I know you don't want to accept that, and I realize that the FBI is probably, or Homeland Security, or whatever is probably watching this right now. But that's okay. They know who they are, and they're gonna laugh. They're gonna pretend like they're not watching it, but they are. Because anytime you talk about them, they show up. Oh yeah! Oh, you didn't know about that. Well, I do, because I was in the military. I know this stuff. I know how the government works to a certain extent, especially the shadow. That's why people talk about a shadow government. Who needs a shadow government when you have shadow operatives who run everything? You know, like Miss Magazine back in the day. You ever heard of Miss Magazine? If you haven't, give it a Google. Miss Magazine was the forerunner for the feminism wave. I believe it was second wave feminism. You know who helped fund Miss Magazine? Oh, it was the CIA. Oh yes, that's right. And the people who are at the very, very top, who own a lot of these tech companies, social media companies, oil companies, you know, all those, the banks, all that kind of stuff. Oh, and don't think when I mean banker, I'm having a sneak diss at Israel or Jews. No, I'm Jewish. I don't do that. I can make the distinction. I'm not a moron. But my friends, look, when we talk about these things, you need to realize that the system is run by a very small amount of people. And how they do that is they keep the peons entertained with this putrid garbage so they can condition them to not ever have the capability to overthrow them. Why do you think that a lot of men are disenfranchised? Because groups of men are dangerous to any social order. That's why men are fed up with the illusions. And a lot of us are just going our own way because we don't want the government to come in there and set us up for a fall, or have the September surprise of... oh, by the way, you heard it here first, but this coming year, as we get closer and closer to the election, probably around September, maybe even late August, we're gonna start seeing persons of color get wrecked by the cops so that they can pander to the non-white and the white communist vote. To vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and all those bums on the Democrat Party ticket. Oh, don't worry, it's coming. I know it is. Why? Because I'm old enough to see how this goes. I can see the bouncing ball. I'm a student of history. My friends, you as a man, if you're a man listening to this show, watching this show, you are being manipulated every which way to Sunday, because to manipulate you is to achieve the absolute tip-top pinnacle of power, to control you, to dumb you down, to get you chasing your own tail or somebody else's tail. If that somebody happens to have a JJ, guess what? You're wasting your time. Guess what? You're being beta. They capitalize on that. They told you how to be beta. They taught you how to chase everything that doesn't matter. They taught you to fear everything and to not go and actually try to achieve and compete with them. That's why they don't want you to do that. But a lot of men are waking up to this. And I'm glad. Because we need to stop just sitting around, stop getting fat, stop getting out of shape, stop being lazy, stop dropping out, and we need to start dropping in. We need to start doing something with our lives. We need to stop just being out there and washing out. Stop washing out of society. We need to galvanize people, get them to care about society again. Otherwise, before you know it, society's gonna be run by somebody else. Somebody else who doesn't care about us. Somebody else who wants no-fault divorce around. Somebody else who thinks that feminism means equality when all the privileges of having a punani are still available to the women, while they have all the advantages of being a man, and you as a man have none of the privileges that come with having a roast beef curtains between your legs. That's what would be true equality if women gave up their privileges, but they never will. Because they don't have to, because you've been such a gump. You've been lied to. You've been deceived by all these people who, under the guise of being a good person, have stolen your birthright. They've stolen what belonged and your ancestors spilled their blood for. And I'm sick of it. I fully expect this episode to get thrown off the air because I'm being too upfront and raw and honest with you. And I'm trying not to swear and get out of control because it would throw away... It would subtract from the message I'm trying to tell you today. This is not for effect. This is real life. My friends, I encourage you, do not just keep giving to a system that doesn't care about you. Obviously, still comply with the law. Obviously, don't do anything completely out of line. But don't get married. Just don't do it today. There's no reason to do it. All it does is give you an opportunity to be further exploited by people who are going to line up to use you for a utility. My friends, I have much more to say about this, and I'll do it in the days, months, and years to come. But I wanted to really get this out there that men, a lot of men, were fed up with this garbage. We're fed up with being lied to. We're fed up with being fed this garbage narrative that we're born, live, and die by our ability to give to other people, and we should just die on the cross for everybody else's sins and whatnot. Hey, man. I'm not doing that garbage no more. I'm sick of these OnlyFans chicks finding Jesus after they've been ran through, and all of a sudden they keep their OnlyFans, but then they want to be like, Oh, I'm changed. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Praise God in hell, my blessed the whole field with the Holy Ghost I am. I'm done with this garbage, man. I am sick of the men falling for this rubbish that these people have changed. I'm sick of this women blaming hookup culture on men when they're the ones who are the gatekeepers of intimacy, and they can't take a scintilla of accountability for any of the things that they do, ever. It's always your fault as a man, always. They don't want to take accountability for nothing, but yet they want to have all the freedom, all the privilege, all the options, and they want to blame you when it doesn't work out. And I'm sick of it. And I know I'm not alone. I'm sick of being part of a political system that's a two-card Monty, where everybody loses except the person dealing. The house always wins. You ever played in a casino? You ever played cards before? House always wins. The house is the machine. Machine never actually loses. Never! Never. It was Thomas Jefferson, I believe, who said that a revolution happened every should happen, in his words, in every 17 years. Well, guess what? That's never gonna happen now. That's never gonna happen. Because we've already had a revolution in this country. A quiet socialist revolution put forward by the Democrat Party and their acolytes. The Bader-Meinhof gang types, who took the ideas of the Frankfurt School of Marxist theory and, like good physicians, slowly and slowly up the dose until the entire American psyche became addicted to this rubbish. I did a whole show on it. My friends, I better stop before I say something I really regret and I go too far. I give you too much raw truth and you never hear from me again. And there's a black hawk might be flying above me right now, about to swoop in, and they about to bust my dang door open for talking too well. Talking too much truth. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'll do the same. I'll talk to you next time. Question everything you heard. I invite you to look up everything I said. Go ahead. Make my day. I'm out. Peace.